on an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It's true, folks. Alcohol won't solve your problems, but neither will water or milk. But water is the most essential element of life because you can't make coffee without it. Just a random thought there, something I figured out, and you should listen to me because I'm 69 years old. Donna is here. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Donna, involved with Airbnbs, also was on, what? Judge Judy, what did you do?
Well,
I guess we'll start with that. I've always been I watch the show.
I love Judge Judy.
Never gets old. What was your experience on Judge Judy?
It was fabulous, actually. I had a client. I have an upholstery shop. I had a client who took their car. For the 1 hour I put it outside, they came and absconded with the car during hot August nights because I had to put the car outside so I could work on another car. And they came and stole their car without paying. So I went and filed a court report. And
couldn't you just call the police to have it repossessed?
No, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. It's not your car. You can't report it stolen.
Oh, I see.
So I filed.
But they stole it. No matter.
Yes.
Whether or not it's your ownership, the fact is they stole it. Wouldn't you be able to report that? And
no, you can't.
Okay.
So it's just a small claims thing because it was under it was roughly $5,000, so it's still small claims. So I filed a suit in Reno Justice Court, and the researchers sent me Judge Judy researchers sent me a packet, and it said, if I won anything, they would pay for it. And that was the key thing for me. So I knew I would win.
Well, actually if you lose, they pay what your fine or whatever it is, right? Is that how the show works?
I don't know what they pay for the loser, but for the winner, they pay.
They didn't tell you ahead of time if you lost who would pay the settlement?
I was already in the losing position because he hadn't paid his bill.
Right.
So I knew that I would win the case because I was very well prepared and I was in the right.
I see.
So I knew I would win. And
so they obviously got your opponent to be on the show by promising that they would pay.
Right, something, right. And okay. So we went down. They flew myself and my friend down there. And my brother lives in L.A., so I was able to have dinner with him and visit him, which was great. And went on the show, and Judge Judy's just fabulous. She is so funny. I was trying not to just laugh and smile at the theatrics of the whole thing.
You better not. She'll yell at you.
Well, I survived Judge Judy. I need T-shirts printed. I survived Judge Judy because the producers are telling you to yell the whole time, to yell something out. And I finally did, and the most I got out of her was, I don't know why some people yell out. But I've never said
her old producers told you that.
Oh, they
to do that.
They do. So yes. So it was pretty fun. It's called the Volkswagen Flip, and she called him she accused him of being a scoundrel and all this stuff and blah blah. I looked very good apparently. I've never seen the episode. I can't seem to download it. I can't seem to view it, no matter what I try.
I have seen, in my regular viewing of the show, I've seen a number of Reno people on that show. One person is somebody who we all know. Now, I forget who it was, but I said, hey, I saw you on Judge Judy. Some people don't want to talk about the experience.
Oh, I had a fabulous experience. I thought she was her 75th birthday, and I just thought she was phenomenal.
She talks to you when they're not taping?
A little bit, but okay. not too much. But
is she always in character? Is she always really like that?
Yes,
or is that
she
a showbiz side?
She's always in character, but she's pretty happy. She's a happy person. All she only gets, if you annoy her, she's going to be annoyed with you.
So you enjoy the experience, even though at the end of your case, they interview these people outside the courtroom, and every single time they bash the person who they were opposed to. Who either won or lost? Didn't that happen in your case where your
I didn't need
opponent
to
said you were this awful person?
Oh, I'm sure he did. I've never.
Oh,
seen
you haven't
the show.
Seen the
yeah.
show.
Apparently, I looked okay and I sounded professional. So, I still haven't seen it.
So you're involved managing Airbnbs in Verdi.
In Verdi, yes.
Of all how did you stumble on becoming a manager of Airbnbs?
I saw some rundown properties, and I thought, you know, those would make great Airbnbs. And I found the owner and made a proposal and remodeled them. And
so you're either a hero or a villain.
I think I'm a hero.
Well, some people love Airbnbs. I mean, they're fed up with the hotels and their resort fees and this, that rule, and nobody cleans rooms anymore, I guess. And so they've gone this Airbnb route where they can have an entire house.
Right.
And, you know, Tahoe did this years and years ago because I rented a couple of houses. You have to pay a rather enormous cleaning fee. And that's why I never really went back to doing that. But how is Airbnb better than a hotel, especially in Verdi?
I'm not sure that it's better, but it is a private house. And it is a private house, and it is on a secluded road. So you have complete privacy, and you have the luxury of having a house without any interruptions.
Well, this is on a residential street, though, right?
It's on my private road.
Okay.
Yes.
Neighbors aren't too happy about Airbnbs.
I don't have any neighbors to...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because it's a private street.
Wow.
So I have two Airbnbs on a private street, which is just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have cameras in the house?
Not in the house. On the outside of the... On my house, I have cameras pointing towards one Airbnb and my yard.
Aren't there some Airbnb people who have, like, little tiny miniature cameras, and you don't know that they're there?
I think that there has been some issues with that, yes. But I haven't. They do make you sign a statement saying you will not do that.
Mm-hmm. And how much does it cost to be in an Airbnb for like a night in Verdi, in one of your places?
In one of my places, it's $115.
What
for
about
the studio?
What about the fees like cleaning?
I charge $45.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And is it booked pretty regular?
It is. It goes pretty
well. What do people do in Verdi?
Well, I'm walking distance to Chop 40, to Sasquatch, to Crystal Peak Park, to the Truckee River.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm very close to all downtown, 1 mile from Boomtown, 1 mile from Gold Ranch.
Are you from Verdi?
No, I'm from Tahoe.
Are you? Okay. Yes. Did you hear my rant about Tahoe?
No, but...
Oh, well, 9 o'clock. No, I came on because Tahoe is up in arms. I mean, if you've been there lately, it's, oh my gosh, so crowded. The weekdays are what weekends used to be, and it's year-round now, and we saw what happened July 4th. The incredible tons and tons of trash, and now they're talking about putting fees on tourists. $50 fee to get in access. And the way it is right now with Sand Harbor, you got to get in line at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And the place is filled up by 7 o'clock in the morning. And I've seen these pictures of cars parked along the highway, like this huge parking lot on a highway. Why they don't go out and ticket these cars and discourage this kind of thing, I'll never understand.
I'm not sure, but it is dangerous as heck, that whole area.
So you agree that Tahoe is certainly not what
it is? It's out of control. They need to either have people, they've been talking about this for years, have people bust in, you know, take away the public, or take away the private cars, you know, do public transportation. I know that's very hard for people to accept, especially here in America. We like our cars.
Right.
But, it's too much impact. There's too many people. It's too much traffic. I mean, you go crazy.
It's still beautiful Tahoe, but yeah, it's
too many people.
It's another world now. Now, but there's two problems here about changing it. They don't have any other industry but tourism. So this is what they rely on. And it is weird that they have a marketing department trying to get people to come to Tahoe when it's already jammed up as it is. And number two, you said it. It's they need public transportation. There really isn't public transportation. Wouldn't it be great to have a bus go from direct Carson City to Sand Harbor or something like that, so you don't have to park your car alongside a highway? And they have a little bus that goes, I've seen it, around Tahoe City, and that's about it.
Right. They should have something that, like, every 15 minutes, like the rafting companies do on the Truckee River. Like, every 15 minutes, there's a bus that takes people back and forth. Why don't they have something like that on Sand Harbor?
But people have changed. In the 70s, I don't remember stories about mountains of trash on the beach after 4th of July.
No, there was never any mountains of trash.
People are, not you folks, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about those other people.
Yeah, the other ones.
Are entitled. Entitled. And they say, well, if you do put a fee on these tourists, they'll be worse because they'll, in their mind, their mindset will be, well, I paid for this, so I can do this.
I paid to throw trash.
Well, stick around. We're going to take a break. Folks, you have a call to make about Airbnbs or Judge Judy or Tahoe and the situation there. Do you have a personal solution to this? Because it is a problem. Our phone number is 884-9910. And Donna is involved in this great, great event that we got to get people to come out to because the chef is dreaming up amazing dishes for this. It's not that expensive. And it's one of the greatest causes that we have in this area. And you're going to have a great time, but you got to stick around for that. It's up in a couple of minutes. We're going to take a break. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:17.
Is FM Talk.
There is. So we're sharing horror stories about our former employment. Donna, I mean, Donna, we don't have to name companies here, but you worked for a river rafting company. And why were you dismissed?
My management style was too happy.
You were too happy.
Yes, I was too happy. And I kind of said, well, it is rafting. You want me to be sad? Or I don't understand. No, I think they just didn't want to pay the seasoned guides the money that we were demanding because it does pay to have the experience so that people don't get hurt. But they chose to hire, you know, guides at half the price.
But they wanted a more serious raft person.
Yes.
That's what I look for when I want to ride in a raft.
Right? You want somebody who's a drill sergeant.
Well, we kind of have similar stories there. But at least you got severance, right?
No, I didn't get any severance.
Oh, well, we are bonded here.
No severance, no retirement, no nothing.
That's what is it? I mean, I worked there 20 years. Not even 2 weeks
That's
severance.
That's crazy.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
That's a little more legit than rafting, you know. You should have gotten something.
Now, don't laugh at that. Come on. Thank you for the food. What is this?
Well, let's see. I'm not sure. Chef Mark.
This is Donna Bullard, folks, and she's involved with Airbnbs, also involved with, was on Judge Judy, but she's also involved with this great event coming up from Chef Mark.
Yeah, Chef Mark's third annual First Responders Appreciation Dinner, which is a community, it's all volunteer community sponsored appreciation dinner for first responders because those guys are the ones running into the event when everybody else is running away.
Why was it necessary to have an appreciation dinner for first responders? Okay. I mean, people think, oh, they're medical techs or whatever, they must be paid well and things like that, well, which they aren't.
They're not paid well. And
right.
Not well enough. Well, let me first, while I have the box open of the food, we have shrimp, looks like scampi with grilled vegetables and rice pilaf. It looks pretty good.
Well, so, who was Chef Mark, by
Chef
the way?
Chef Mark is a Le Cordon Bleu trained chef who a few years back just decided that he was tired of seeing the first responders not get appreciated and get thrown into these events, the event up in Oregon where they were getting shot at, et cetera. So he decided that there should be an appreciation for them. And he started doing an all-volunteer effort and collecting donations and made a meal and just kind of threw it all together and made it happen. And it's been building every year. This year is the third year, and he's got quite a list of donors, quite a list of food. He'll have music, raffles, grand prize being a overnight stay at one of my Airbnbs in Verdi with a 5-course meal and a limousine ride to and from.
And the silent auction table and everything.
Silent auction table with some great prizes from many of our donors. And also, I think we're going to do a raffle every 15 mm-hmm. minutes.
Well, we often hear after some great emergency or event in town, you hear it said on the news and such, we want to thank our first responders. And it never really goes beyond that. But Chef Mark actually is doing the real thank you with this event.
Yes.
And now, are the first responders and the and folks coming to this event?
Yes, they are.
Okay. But it's also open to anybody who buys a ticket, right?
Well, it's open to anybody. You don't even have to buy a ticket, but we will take your donations gladly because this is all volunteer. So,
and this is the real thank you to people who like paramedics. I looked at how much paramedics make, and I was shocked.
Yeah, it's amazing. These are the people saving your life, and they don't make hardly anything.
This is like 7-Eleven wages stuff. I just was stunned. I thought, oh, these are medical specialists, and how could it be that they earn so little?
They do. They earn less than they earn less than 7-Eleven, I think. It's crazy.
Well, that's sad to say is true. What's the date and what's the place?
August 26th at the American Legion Hall at 5 p.m. And we'll go 5 to 9. Come one, come all. It'll be fun. There's no cost. And we would really like you to show your appreciation for...
What do you mean, no cost?
No cost. We'd really appreciate if you take
donations.
Oh,
I thought there was tickets involved.
Well, we would like you to buy tickets, but you don't have to buy a ticket.
Oh, I got to talk to Chef Mark about really raking in the bucks here.
I know, right?
That's outrageous. Yeah. That's a great event. Okay.
It is a great event.
So how do people reserve their place?
They do have to RSVP with calling Mark. And, you know, I don't have that number list with me because I had a vehicle mishap this morning.
You were locked out of your car because of a key fob.
Yes, the key fob battery went dead. And fortunately,
I have an issue with key fobs, so I can relate.
Yeah, I ended up having... Fortunately, there was somebody there mowing my lawn, and I said, I need your car right now.
All right, so Chef Mark, could you call and give us your phone number? This is small town radio, folks. What can I say?
Wait, I might have his number.
Okay, she's looking at her purse.
This is crazy.
Okay, third annual. It's a great event at the American Legion Hall, and I have volunteered to be an MC at this event, too. So I will see you there. Now, how big, how many people can this American Legion Hall handle?
I think a couple hundred. So it should be a pretty good size event.
He
had a couple hundred last year. So
what are you going to do there?
I'm going to hang out with you and help sell tickets.
I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Yeah. I'm the gopher girl. Go for this, go for that. I troubleshoot.
Do we have people making a couple of comments or speeches? Like, I'd sure like to hear from the paramedics and such.
We will. That's a great idea, and okay. We will have that happen now that you've said that. So let me see. Mark's phone number is... Let's see, I'm under Chef Mark.
Everybody's ready with their pencils.
775-271-0585. And you can call and... speak with him to RSVP or make donations or volunteer. We need volunteers. We will take volunteers for serving, for picking up stuff, for
wonderful.
And all kinds of things.
What's his number again?
It is 775-271-0585.
Is that my phone?
It can't be mine.
Of course it's your phone, John.
This is the greatest radio show ever. Okay.
Is that your wake-up alarm, John?
I'm so glad you tuned into what will be my last show. And people wonder how I got let go.
It's a good thing that the boss is out of town.
Oh, is he? Good! Phone number once again, Donna.
775-271-0585.
All right. And what day is it going to be?
On August 26th at 5 p.m. at the American Legion Hall.
All right.
Where's the American Legion Hall?
Yeah, where's that?
I don't have the flyer in front of me. I can't.
Well, Chef Mark can tell you.
Mark will tell us. I think we're coming back at some point. Right?
See, Craig always asks the tough questions.
I know this is crazy.
The brochure got locked in her car, Craig. The key fob.
The key fob. It's all the key fob.
Always
battery thing.
Blame it on the key fob.
My cat ate my homework.
The cat ate his homework, he says.
The cat ate his homework? The cat's on fire.
All right. We're going to... Well, Donna, it's so good that you came out here.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
Really appreciate it. We're going to have fun in August at this event.
We will have a great time.
Thank the first responders and the paramedics. Awesome. I'm John Potter. Our phone number, 884-9910. Line up those calls, folks, because we have a half hour left to go to talk about just about anything that's on your mind. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
All right, we got all the information. If you're interested in that awesome dinner to thank the first responders and paramedics, it is August 26th at 5 p.m. at American Legion Hall number 1. That's at 877 Ralston. Set aside August 26th. There's you just make reservations. You give what you can. You don't buy tickets to this. But Chef Mark is making the delicious food. It's going to be a fun event. Great auction. I'll be there. Call for your reservation right now. The number is 870-8591. Talk to Chef Mark, and we'll see you there August 26th. We're on the phone right now with, and we have tickets to give away. It's Rex Meredith, Oscar Alviz. I get that right, Oscar, and the owner of the Carson Nugget, all on the phone together. Hey, guys.
Howdy. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I don't know who is who, but whoever is funny, those are the comedians. Rex Meredith, say hi, Rex.
Hi, Rex.
Okay. Oscar, how are you?
Oh, not bad. You got close on the last name. You got closer than a lot of people do on their first try, so I'm impressed. But I'm going to give you points for that. And then maybe
all right, okay.
That from now on.
How do you pronounce it correctly, sir?
It's actually Ovius, which is, I don't know if you would necessarily think that looking at it. But
I would never.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot.
I've never dreamed that.
Over the years. Yeah, okay. A lot of different pronunciations over the years.
So, guys, your comedy, what kind of comedy is it? Do you focus on topical or is it sarcastic or what? And I'm dying to see your show. Oscar, we'll start with you.
Well, I guess the short answer would be yes to all those things for me.
Okay.
I just sort of talk about my everyday life and just kind of tell a lot of stories and try to point out stuff that I think is funny or ridiculous in life and just kind of wherever it takes me, wherever I go, sort of thing.
Perfect. You know? You led me into it. Oscar, how is your everyday life?
Oh, it's okay. Which is pretty good for most comedians, I would say. If you're a comedian, it's not going that well. Otherwise, you wouldn't feel the need to do public therapy every night. But it's going pretty good. So far, so good, I like to say.
So what things have you noticed that your audience would be interested in hearing about?
Oh, I think they always like to hear about stuff that they can relate to. I try to talk about a lot of stuff I talk about lately. I have a brand new baby who's 15 months. And so ever since he came aboard or ever since we found out about him, my stories and my everything has shifted to talking about him. So I never thought I'd be that kind of a guy, but I talk all about him and it's something that everyone can relate to. And then, just whatever else, you try to include people if you can and make sure that they're having a good time, that they're relating, maybe going home with thinking about something if you can do your job well and just let them have a good time, basically.
So 15-month-old with the baby and all, what surprised you? What did you not expect having a child like this that your audience gets a laugh out of, I guess I should say?
Just personally, what surprised me is that I have been able to keep him alive so far. I'm not going to lie. I was not sure That was not a given when I was given the good news that he was coming. I got kind of weird. But I guess what surprised me about me is just kind of how quickly you kind of snap into, I'm getting into the game late, you know, like I'm 39, so this is my first. And I know that's not technically old, like I might be the youngest guy in this call, but it's the oldest I've ever been. So, you know, to me it feels like you're getting in the game late, but how quickly you kind of snapped into dad mode. Sure. And just the realization that, hey, you know, when this kid has to go to the dentist one day, that's me. Like, I have to take care of that. You know, like, just but you just sort of deal with it, and it becomes part of your life, and you change modes real quick, I would say.
All right, cool. Rex Meredith. Rex, tell us about your act. What do you like to poke fun at?
I do a lot of things, man. I do everything from topical to, I do impressions and characters, singing impressions. Not many parodies, but a little bit of that. Hit on classic rock, country, soul music, all of that, you know, and just kind of round it all out. It's good to know that Ozzy, Oscar, has a newborn, because that means we have about the same amount of sleep going into the evening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, my God. I've got three kids. I have excellent news. I live in the state of California. And I finally found out a great thing about liberal politics. That is, it drove my ex-wife out of the state. She's gone. My children are delighted.
Well, since you do impressions, I wonder if we could get a well-known celebrity on the phone, Rex, with us. Do you have any there with you?
No, I haven't warmed up to that point yet.
Gotta get the ticket.
I'm in a traffic jam on 80 right now. It's a beautiful place to be in a traffic jam, I'll tell you that. But
I was under the impression that we already had a handful of well-known celebrities on the phone performing tonight at the Carson Nuggets. So
that was a real ego killer there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
Is Howie there with you on the line with us?
No, Howie's up in Incline. He will be joining us at the meet and greet at 5 o'clock tonight.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, Dean, give us a little breakdown on what's going on tonight and what we have available for our listeners.
These guys are being a little modest on the call right now. We've got three incredible comedians tonight. We're going to start off with Howie Nave. He's a local from up in Incline, and he's got his own radio show and very, very popular and big fan and supporter of the Carson Nugget. So he's going to open. We're going to go into Oscar's show. We're going to finish up with Rex. It's going to be an action-packed show with three comedians, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. We encourage everyone to come out and see it. And if you want to meet the comedians live, we'll be in Gina's Lounge inside the Carson Nugget at 5 o'clock, cocktail party. Anyone that comes up and says hello, it'll be a nice cold cocktail and a nice hot day.
Nothing wrong with that. I got to say, these shows that have been the Carson Nugget's been doing monthly have really been great. I was lucky to be part of one not that long ago. It was sold out. It was packed. So if you can still get your tickets, man, come on out, because they've been a lot of fun and quite the events. I'm saying it's been a good time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of tickets, Dean, we have some tickets to give away, don't we?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's find some winners. We love winners at the Carson Nugget.
All right. So, let's see, how many pairs of tickets do we have? Let's see, from what I had the other day, I think I've got 8 pairs left or something like that.
I want people to really enjoy this show. Why don't you give away 10 pair of tickets, I'm going to call you. They can pick their show 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Meet me at the meet and greet. I'll give them their tickets. I'll buy them a cocktail. And we're just going to have a really great time.
All right, so everybody.
Great deal.
Yeah, text in. This is a text to win. Or get your tickets. And the text number is 775-884-9910. Text in your name and which show you want to attend, the 6 p.m. or the 8 p.m. show.
And there go the calls. So if you get a busy signal, just try again. 10 pair, very generous, Dean. And you're going to get them a cocktail, too. That's outstanding. Oh, that's a great thank you to our loyal listeners who put up with me. That's great. So full lines are open. No, hey, they're
it's a text.
Can I get that number again? Because I want to text and try to get a free cocktail.
775 884 9910.
All right, got it.
All right. Yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone, and Gina's at 5 o'clock. I'll take good care of you, and maybe you'll even hit a jackpot or two while you're waiting for the show.
Excellent. And love your Italian restaurant, too. That's a good place to go.
I was just going to say, if you show up for the meet and greet at 5, but you're coming to the 8 o'clock show, it gives you plenty of time to have dinner there at the Italian Steakhouse.
Yeah, going to Angelina's. You got the most incredible ribeye steak you've ever had.
Love Angelina's. And hopefully we'll get back to open 6 or 7 days a week, right? It's still weekends, right, Dean?
No, this is a whole new format. This is not in the comedy club. We created a showroom that has 300 seats in it. It's upstairs in the ballroom. It's quite the event. Yeah. And we've been selling out shows. We sold out 3 shows for Jimmy Fallon, 2 shows for Jamie Lissau, Lisa Alvarado, Carolyn Ray, Kabir Singh. We've had quite a run, and all the shows sell out, and it's so much fun. But it's a big room, big stage, and we have some big comedians tonight.
All right, awesome. Craig's busy getting those text winner numbers there. Text in 775-884-9910. 10 pair of tickets, so you make it tough work for Craig to get all those names down, and he's going to call you with the winner's names, Dean. Oscar,
that's
nice
great.
Talk to you. Rex, you too.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good time tonight.
See you all at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, tonight.
Cross the
nugget. All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm John Potter, and this is FM 99.1 and 92.3. FM News Talk time is 11:46.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hiya, John Potter here. Craig, did we get all our winners?
Oh, I still have a few more available, a few more pairs of tickets available. But I've had a couple people that texted me in just the time, but I need their names, the first and last name. And if you've just sent me in your name, I need to know what show you want to attend. The 8, 6
because
p.m.
you take
or 8 p.m., right.
Yeah, because you let the Carson Nugget know who's coming on us and the Carson Nugget. What a great deal. That was so generous of Dean. A pair of tickets, and he'll buy you a cocktail.
And Mary, you're the one that I need the time from. not to throw you under the bus, but I need to know what show time.
Mary.
Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Right. Very well,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, Craig. Keep on it. Everybody works hard on this show.
Going nuts on this show, yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Awesome. It's not a prerequisite, but it sure does help.
Well, it's fun. You know, I'm having a good time. I tell everybody my 20 years at Channel 2, the first 19 years, I had a ball. It was great. 20th year, not so great. But I still watch the local news. And folks, they are in a panic lately about this heat. But it's summer. They seem amazed that we get triple digits, but those are the tried and true rules of summer. It's not new for it to be hot. It's my belief that climate change is a naturally occurring event of the earth, always has been, always will. Our local Reno climate, yes, it has changed a bit, but I believe that is pretty much the heat island effect, which is massive building and paving over our meadows. You really noticed it if you were here in like the 70s compared to now. And we added something like 435,000 people since the 70s, and it's soon to be a 500,000 people since 1970 in Reno alone. Today we're surrounded by hot motor vehicle engines and the buildings and the hot asphalt, which holds in the heat from the day, so our nights don't even cool off as easily. Growth, which is catered to by politicians who have some money source in their back pocket with their own best interest in mind, not ours, of course, but it's that converting the natural landscape into concrete and asphalt that I believe, based on the numbers, that have caused the minor but gradual small increase that we're seeing in temperatures here. But how many times if we heard the blaring horns on TV news about record breaking. It's never been this hot. It's like we're in a desert. Well, yeah, we kind of are, you know. We're not used to 108 degrees in Reno. Well, yeah, summer, we kind of are. I mean, we hit 108 a couple of times over 20 years ago. I remember very hot summers here since the 70s. My mind doesn't really see a pattern besides 2 or 3 degrees at most. And sure, I mean, it's where they take the temperature. It's at the airport, surrounded by this huge area of asphalt and concrete. The temperature's likely higher than where you are, but boy, we panicked people on the TV news, didn't we?
Yeah, well, last year, I remember, I think we only had 3 days over 100 the whole year, the whole summer last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, each year is a little bit different. To me, there's always every year record-breaking going on. This is not really out of the ordinary. There are certain days every year that is record-breaking, either too cold or too hot. You got to be here a long time to know that it's always kind of been like this. It has been made worse by the building, by the development, and less grass and meadows to absorb the heat. But, boy, you want to see real panic, watch the network news. That is catastrophe culture. And I think there's some confusion at the various television news networks about the meaning of the word breaking, right? I mean, the other night I'm watching a 6 o'clock Big 3 network newscast and began with blah, 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 blah. And they come in, they pound you in the nose. Big words, loud sounds. Bah, 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 boom. These stories breaking as we come on air. It's like, holy crap, everybody take cover. Get under the table. There's breaking news. Oh, I have a caller? Okay, I thought you were taking those texts. I'm sorry, I didn't even look at the call screener. Let's see here. Jane, calling from Sparks. Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Pretty good. I was listening to your show, and you were mentioning about the climate here in the Turkey Meadows, and I've lived here all my life, and I won't say how old I am, but I'm older than 6 decades. So I just wanted to chime in. I agree with you. This winter, everybody was going, oh, my gosh, the avalanches, the snow, the storms. That's exactly what it was like when I grew up here in 1960s. And that was a normal winter. That's exactly what every winter was like that. And then the 70s, in 78, we got the drought. Temperatures went up, things dried up, and then it was different. But by about 78, we were starting to really populate this basin, and it got hotter.
That's what it all started with me.
Started with you.
Why and all this?
I was going to say, why all this panic and, oh my gosh, about the heat, and everybody's got air conditioners. For heaven's sake, I don't even have an air conditioner. No. I just tough it out for a few weeks with opening the windows and fans and, yeah.
Well,
we make do.
Yes, Jane. We live in a house I just found out, built in 1958, I think it was, and the air conditioner can't really keep up because it's, you know, it's kind of old and everything. So I do the closing the drapes, opening the windows overnight, then closing them in the morning. This is something we've always done, but I just don't get the shocked reaction from so-called journalists.
Yeah.
Apparently came from, I don't know, Alaska. And they're all shocked that we have a triple digit. It's called summer.
Well, they think we have a triple digit, and then it's also breaking news if we have a minus 0 degree digit. But that's normal. That's normal.
Yeah.
Just saying, we get all the seasons here, and it shouldn't be so shocking.
It is called summer, yes.
Yes.
I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Jane.
Great show.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that, but thank you. You don't know, folks, how many times I yell at the TV, it's summer! It's, and now I'm on the other side of things, and I think it's kind of ridiculous, you know, the, oh my goodness. It's, and then after that dramatic news open with those visual effects breaking as we come on the air, first story they did was a follow-up story from what they did the night before, not like during the day that's just ending at 6 o'clock, but the night before today, and it was breaking news. I mean, if it's dinner time and it happened at breakfast time today, that's not breaking. If it's dinner time today and it happened at bar closing time last night, that's not breaking. If it's dinner time tonight and it happened before your morning news today, that's not breaking. There's no breaking going on. It's done broke a while ago, okay? You're just getting to it now, and we do appreciate that you do get to it. But, all right, I guess the show's wrapping up. Thank you so much for tuning in and spread the word. I want to thank my guests today. The more the merrier. Next Saturday, we'll have another great time. And the phone lines are always open when we do this live and local show called The Weekend. I'm John Potter. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. I'll have some stories for Saturday. Hope you do, too, for next Saturday right here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. It's been my sincere pleasure to be here. FM News Talk time, 11:58.